So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Shimon regarding the source for that the sar hanas b'fnim atones only for tumas mikdash hakadashav, but not for other transgressions that are called tumah. The Gemara now elaborates on this machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says mitumais v'loy kol tumais. The word mitumais implies that the sar hanas b'fnim atones only for some tumas, but not for all tumas. Therefore, we apply the following mamatzinu. Mamatzinu shechilek hakasim mechlal kol tumais habaim tumas mikdash hakadashav avkan betumas mikdash hakadashav. We find that the pasuk differentiates between tumas mikdash hakadashav and other tumais in that for tumas mikdash hakadashav a korban oil b'yerid is sufficient. So to our pasuk differentiates between tumas mikdash hakadashav and other tumais in that for tumas mikdash hakadashav the sir hanas b'fnim, which is a korban sibur, can atone even for a yachid, an individual. The Gemara explains, however, that the Sir Hanas Befnim does not atone for the following four tumas that are alluded in Simon Avodah Zarah, Yeledes, Mitzayir, and Nazar. Avodah Zarah. The Sir Hanas Befnim does not atone for one who worshipped Avodah Zarah, which is called Tameh, and he does require an individual carbon, even though the Chalik, the Maisi, Seira, Veloy Kisva, the Pasuk differentiates between Avodah Zarah and other transgressions, and that for Avodah Zarah only a goat can be used for the Karban Chatas, but not a sheep. Because anan chalik lahakel kamrinan, v'hai chalik lahachmahu, the kapara of sar anas b'fnim, which is a kule leniency, can apply only to tumas kaidish v'mikdash hakadashav, in which the chilik of a carbon oil of a yairid is a kula, but not of a dezara, where the chilik of seira is a chumra, a stringency. Yeledis, the sar anas b'fnim does not atone for a yeledis, a woman who became tummy through birth, and she does require her own kabanis, even though the chalik the ma'isi oil of a yairid, she brings a carbon oil of a yairid, which is a kula. Because the pasuk states l'chol chataisim v'loy l'chol tumasim, the sar anas b'fnim atones only for a tumah that was a transgression, while regarding yeledis there is no transgression. However, according to Reb Shimon ben Yochai, who says yeledis na mechatasi, a yeledis commits a transgression in that she violates her shvuah oath. This mamatzinu would also include yeledis. Therefore, indeed, Reb Shimon says that the source of a tumas mikdash or kedashav is not through the mamatzina, but rather mimikaymehu mocher. The actual pasuk implies tumas mikdash or kedashav and not yeledis. Mitzayra. The Sir Hanas B'fnim does not atone for a person who became tummy through leprosy, and he does require his own kabbanis, even though the chalik de maisi oil of a yared, because l'chol chataisim v'loy l'chol tumasim. The Sir Hanas B'fnim atones only for a tumah that was a transgression, while regarding Mitzayra there is no transgression. And although Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni says al shiva devarim negoin boin, tzaras is caused by seven transgressions, hasam nigi di ichaper le v'karban leishtarui b'kol. There the pain of tzaras atones for the transgression, and the karbanas are required merely to permit the mitzayra to rejoin Klal Yisrael. Nazir. The sar hanas b'fnim does not atone for a nazir that became tameh, and he does require his own karbanas, even though the chalik the ma'isi term of v'nei yayna, because l'chal chataisam v'loy l'chal tumasam. However, according to Reb Loz HaKaper, who says nazir nami chaytehu, a nazir who deprives himself from wine commits a transgression, we must say that he holds like Reb Shimon that the source for Tumas Mikdash HaKadashav is not through the Mamatzinu, but from Mkaymehu Mukher, the actual pasuk that states, V'chipra ala Kaidish mitumais, mitumais shal Kaidish from the Tumah of Kaidish. Now, Rabbi Yehuda does not derive it from this pasuk, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that V'chipra ala Kaidish is needed to teach Ki Heichad Avid Lefnai V'lefnim, Hachi Navid Behechel. The Avodah that was performed in the Kaidish HaKadosh must be repeated in the Heichel with the same Paravisar. The Braisa continues to explain that the Sar Hanas B'fnim atones only for Yesh B'Yedi B'Tchila Ve'Im B'Yedi B'Saif, but it does not atone for Im B'Yedi B'Tchila Ve'Yesh B'Yedi B'Saif, because the Pasuk states L'Chol Chatoisim, which implies Chiv Chatois B'Mashma. The Sar Hanas B'fnim atones only for Yesh B'Yedi Ve'Im B'Yedi, because one can eventually become obligated to a carbon if he recalls his transgression. However, for Aimba B'Yeshba, one cannot become obligated in the carbon even if he recalls his transgression, because there was no Yedi B'Tchila. The Gemara asks, "V'neskaper kapara gemura." Perhaps L'chol Chataisim teaches that the sar anas b'fnim can achieve a complete kapara for yeshba ve'aimba, and there is no further obligation for a carbon when he recalls his transgression. The Gemara answers, "Because L'chol Chataisim implies lahanach de asu l'chlal chatas, one who eventually will become obligated to karma chatas. However, tayla lahagin alav mina yisurin. The sar anas b'fnim achieves a partial kapara for yeshba ve'aimba that until he brings his carbon, he's protected from suffering for his avera." The Gemara now proceeds with the Mishnah's third case of Tumas Mikdash HaKadashav. Im b'yidi b'tchila, aval yesh b'yidi b'soif, sir hanas b'chutz v'yemi kippur mechaper. if he did not know of Tumas Kodesh Mikdash before, nor when he committed the Avera, and he only became aware of it afterward, the Sar HaChatas that was brought with the Musafin, whose blood was applied to the Mizbeach HaChitzin together with Yom Kippur, achieved complete Kapar. And he cannot bring a carbon oil of a yard because there was no Yediyah B'tchila. And as the Mishnah explained, the source that the Sar HaChitzin achieves Kapar for Eimba B'yeshba is through a Hekesh, a comparison of Sar HaChitzin to Sar HaPanimi. The pasuk of Sar HaChitzin states, "Seir izim echad chatas milvad chatas ekipur," which implies, "Amash hazeh mechaper zeh mechaper." Both seir atone for the same type of aver. Mahapnimi e mechaper el al dava sheyesh biyedia af hachitzin nami ein mechaper el al dava sheyesh biyedia. Just like the Sar HaPanimi atones for yesh biyedia betchila veim biyedia besayif, that has the yedia albeit before, so to the Sar HaChitzin atones for im biyedia betchila veyesh biyedia besayif, that has the yedia albeit after. The Gemara proceeds with two questions regarding the Hekesh of Pnimi v'chitzin. Firstly, v'nechape Pnimi adideva adichitzin, lahecha deloy avatchitzin. Through the Hekesh, the Sar HaPanimi should be mechaper for both Yeshba ve'Eimba, and Eimba ve'Yeshba, in the event that they did not bring the Sar HaChitzin. And as Tesis in the previous daf explains, avagav deloy asal chalchatas ein lochush, kivin de tolin nami atuma de asal chalchatas. Even though, as explained earlier, the Sar HaPanimi atones only for tumah which he can eventually become obligated in the carbon, however, since the Sir HaPanimi atones for Yeshba ve'Eimba, which is Asil Chalchatas, this Sir HaPanimi should also atone for Eimba ve'Yeshba, even though it is Loy Asil Chalchatas. Also, v'nechapra chitzin adidei v'amai da'ovid panimi, l'tumah de'ira bin zeh l'zeh. Through the Hekesh, the Sir HaChitzin should be mechapra for both Eimba ve'Yeshba and Yeshba ve'Eimba in the event that someone became tummy after they brought the Sir HaPanimi. The Gemara answers that the pasuk of the Mizbeach HaPanimi states, "V'chipa aron al karnois of achas bashana, midam chatas ekipurim, achas bashana yichaper lav." In the ratio the words v'chipa and achas teach, achas mechaper, ve'ena mechaper shtei kaparas. The Sir HaPanimi can achieve only one kapara for yeshba ve'emba, but not for emba ve'yeshba. And in the sefer the words achas bashana teach, kaparu zu loy tehe ele achas bashana. The kapara for Yeshba ve'Eimba can be achieved only once a year through the Sar HaPanimi, but not through the Sar HaChitzin. The Gemara in the next daf explains that according to Rabbi Shmuel, who holds Eimba Yedi B'Tchila, V'Yeshba Yedi B'Seif, Bar Karbanu, one who knew of Tumas Mikdash, only after he committed the Aver, but not beforehand, becomes obligated in the Oyle B'Yarid, the Sar HaChitzin does not atone for Eimba Yedi B'Tchila, V'Yeshba Yedi B'Seif, but rather for Eimba Yedi B'Tchila, V'Eimba Yedi B'Seif. And he concurs with Reb Meir in the Mishnah, who says, "Kala seirim kaparas and shava al tumas mikdash ugedashot." All the three seirim can achieve kapara for the same case of Eimba ve'Eimba. And accordingly, the Hekesh of Panimi v'Chitzin teaches as follows: Ma Panimi en mechaper b'shar averos, avchitzin en mechaper b'shar averos. The Sir HaPanimi and the Sir HaChitzin are similar in that they both atone only for tumas mikdash ugedashot, but not for other averos. But they differ in that the Panimi atones only for one that does have a yediyah, while the Chitzin atones only for one that does not have a yediyah.